Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the News. Civic Media
I'm Mike
app.
DeBusky. Breaking news in Louisville, Kentucky. Police and the ATF are on the scene of an officer shot multiple times. The public is being asked to avoid the area in the city's Chickasaw neighborhood. The city of Boston declaring a heat emergency over the next 2 days due to near triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu has acknowledged many of the city's schools are older and don't have AC, but says they're working on it.
We are also working really hard to just help provide that big picture plan for how we're going to improve and redo many of the buildings.
Millions of others in the Northeast and New England also under heat alerts, forcing schools to dismiss early or go remote. Still no capture of Philadelphia area prison escapee Danilo Cavalcante serving a life sentence for killing his ex-girlfriend. Authorities showing video of him crab walking up a prison wall and pushing through some razor wire. The tower guard who was on duty at the time has been placed on leave. This is ABC News. A rescue operation is underway to extract an American explorer who's been stranded deep in one of the largest caves in Turkey.
Suffering from internal bleeding, Mark Dickey has been stuck over 3,000 feet below the ground inside the Morka cave system since the weekend. In what's seen as a complex and lengthy procedure, Turkish cavers plan to stretcher him out, but it's going to take time. It normally takes around 15 hours for an experienced caver to reach the surface from where he is, and that's in ideal condition.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is moving to recall about 50 million airbags that they say could explode and injure or even kill people. NHTSA says at least 7 people were injured and 1 person was killed after airbags ruptured. One of the airbag manufacturers, ARC, rejected a recall, saying NHTSA lacks evidence of a defect. NHTSA is set to meet with airbag manufacturers next month. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A suspect in a road rage incident is dead after a crash in Washington County. West Bend police received a tip just after 5 p.m. yesterday from the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office about an alleged gunman in a Winnicani shooting earlier in the day. Authorities checked it out and the suspect fled. He led police on a brief chase before a fatal single car crash on Highway 45. Winnebago County officials suspect the man shot another person several times in Lake Winnicani Park earlier in the day following a road rage incident. The shooting left the other person hospitalized. There is no official confirmation from authorities that the man who died in the Washington County crash is the Lake Winnicani shooter. The Door County community has rallied around the owners of Rowley's Bay Resort in Ellison Bay following Tuesday's devastating fire. The owners say they will rebuild and are hoping to be open by next spring. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
The Earl Ingram, Johnny Watermelon, and Don Brown Show.
And Todd Rundgren.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, guys, again, you're kicking off Carroll College football.
Carroll University.
Carroll
it's
University.
Been rebranded in recent years.
Carroll University.
That's a common mistake because people know for years it's been Carroll College, but. Yeah, again, it's Wisconsin's oldest university. The university is growing in leaps and bounds. And Waukesha is becoming a true university city in the European concept. And I'm really part in addition to football, we're going to be doing men's and women's home basketball. They got a great women's program. The men's program is on the rise under new coach Taylor Jansen. And but right now it's football season, as you would say, Earl. And we couldn't be any more excited. You know, I love college football. Went to Michigan State. Love the Badgers. Huge Big Ten. Huge Division I college football fan. But there's something about Division III. I like to call it authentic college football because you have student athletes that are out there playing for the love of the game. Yes, there are a few players, including Carroll's receiver Austin Eichstadt, that are on some NFL watch lists, and there are probably quite a few that have interest in playing professionally after they graduate, whether it's here or perhaps in Europe. But they're out there for the love of the game.
So, Johnny?
So, there's something very exciting here, you know, for the listeners. You know, there's a receiver corps with the Pios, the Pioneers, from Carroll University. They've been there for a long time. There's three seniors.
And most Don experienced unit.
Yeah, they're the most experienced unit. These guys are fast. They're savvy. They know their routes. And they're playing with a great quarterback by the name of Josh Raby. Okay.
And what do we call him? What do you call him?
Josh is the Axe Man.
Johnny came up with that.
I came up with that nickname, and I think the
Coach
guy really
Buda likes approved.
It. And here's why it is, because he splits the defense and he stacks up them 6 points like Cordwood Earl. So these receiver cores and this quarterback are going to put on a light show, dude, and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And the backstory about Josh is that he works at Home Depot, and he wears flannel to work. So we started calling him the Lumberjack, and Johnny went one step further. And made
hey, Calvin. Hey, Calvin. Are you sure this is not the WWE?
Hey.
I might
Lex Luger played for my high school, you know.
Some of those, get him some capes and some masks and some leotards. Yeah. Hey. Earl, you're onto something here, dude.
There you go. Well, how should we dress for the game on Saturday? Johnny's in a shirt and tie.
He doesn't want to dress up in ties. And I thought it's 90 degrees in that thing. And I'm thinking, now, wait a minute.
The weather's dropping.
If we're going to start wearing capes and masks and leotards, Don?
No leotards. That's where I draw the line.
Earl's got a great idea.
Hey, Calvin.
Maybe we'll have a little fun with this thing.
Hey, Calvin. What? You been hanging out with these guys, man?
We don't see Calvin anymore. You took him from us as I used to.
Yeah, yeah.
You stole Calvin from us.
Calvin is the hardworking guy. You kind of took him away from
us. He's up in the show now. He's too cool for us.
But Calvin.
Weekend amateurs.
They sound better than they look.
We have face for radio.
So Mom always said, Johnny, you got a face for radio, brother.
I used to be strikingly handsome.
So, guys, where can people get tickets? And all those kind of things when they want to come to the games.
You know, it's getting in. Just get there early. There's a lot of tailgates that go on. Tickets are very affordable, and I'm sure you can get them online in Carroll's website. But
you can buy them at the gate.
You can buy them at the gate too. Yeah, and there's also a lot of great viewing spots from if you can't get a seat. There's that rotunda, and I apologize, Carroll Nation. There's a great name for that rotunda in the one end zone. I guess that would be the south end zone. There's a great viewing spot. Behind the visiting team is Barstow Street, so there's no bleachers, but people tailgate there and watch the game. There's a wonderful standing room only on the it's called the Falcone Mezzanine, and the north end zone, a great standing viewing spot. It's like kind of a second story level. You see everything from there.
You guys have kind of done your research.
There's other ways to get the game, too. Now, you could listen to the game 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. Just
download the app.
Or download the app. Yeah. Sage did a wonderful job on that app. It's nice, briny, and shiny. It's just, that is such an easy app to use, man. That's a great way to go. Or just tune us in on the radio.
And if you're old school like me, waukradio.com, and then just hit play.
Yeah.
So I do for a lot of your shows in the morning when I'm working on with my other clients. I go right to the website and I tune you in.
Hey, Calvin. It's
a beautiful thing.
I think I bit off more than I could chew.
No, wait, we're just getting warmed up here. How much time do we have?
Hey, man.
You know, Todd Rundgren also wrote a song about, I just want to bang on my drum all day.
I'm surprised
that you didn't have that one queued up.
Hello,
with the weekend coming
you.
Up.
Let me ask you guys,
yeah.
Man. Do you get a lot of players from Waukesha who wind up playing on the team?
We get a lot of kids from around the country. There's quite a few from Illinois. There's quite a few from around the state. That one linebacker from he's up north, Johnny Campbell.
There's 10 starters from out of state.
Campbell won the John Anderson Award in high school. What high school did he go to again? He's from Menasha, I think, right?
He's from Kakana.
Where
they have the great cheese spread there.
The John Anderson Award. Waukesha South, John Anderson.
John Anderson used to play linebacker for the Packers.
That's right. Anyone who wins that award usually goes to the Badgers or they go to a top Division II program.
So you know why he chose Carroll? Is because they have such a great football program at Carroll with Coach Buddha and how he has that family kind of philosophy there. A lot of these kids from all over the country pick Carroll because they have a great supportive system there.
Yeah, you know, kids from Utah, New Mexico, California.
You know, guys, I'm laughing and joking a lot, but the truth of the matter is, you know, and I said this to Gilbert, football is football.
Yep.
And the excitement for anybody who's on a football team and you get to go out and play against another team, the energy level, the excitement is unmatched. Yep. And it's a part of your life that you'll never forget, right? And the guys play hard.
Yeah.
They're out there. They leave it all on the football field. I don't care who it is. I don't care what the team is, you know. And what football kind of does.
That's the beauty of football, man, the competitive spirit. Anything can happen.
We've spent some time at that camp. Sorry to interrupt. And it's quality football. It's an exciting brand of football they have there at Carroll. The CCIW, it's a, you know, growing up here in Wisconsin, we know what Whitewater can do. We know, there's some great D3 football traditions. We know that's top quality football. Johnny, take it away.
Well, the other thing that I was going to mention there is they got some big boys down in the lines, yeah. That scrimmage line is controlled very well. That's why I'm so excited about the receiver corps and this quarterback is that they've got great blocking up front. There's going to be some passing going on here that hasn't been seen for a while.
They run a lot, too.
And they do. They got
really balanced attack.
Nick Leglioni.
Legs.
You know, Jackson his nickname is Legs. Yeah. That dude's going to get some yards this time.
They call him Legs?
Call him Legs. Oh. Earl.
His mom said that's what we should call him. Nick Leglioni.
He's got some great stride to him and a burst of energy. When he sees a little hole there, he hits it, man. It's just a lot of fun to watch that guy.
I got to give you guys credit, man.
Sure.
You know, you guys are good, man. You know,
so, oh, we got some.
You sound good.
Well, we're starting, as a Wisconsin native. Hang on, The starting nose tackle, starting defensive tackle for Carroll is a gentleman named Tim Nelson. He's from Wisconsin. He's from, where's Tim from? He's from Racine. And I said to Johnny last night, Tim's, he's part of that great tradition of Wisconsin nose tackles named Tim. Do you know who I'm talking about? Who the other one is? Played for Wisconsin on the Cincinnati Bengals Super Bowl team that lost to the 49ers. Taylor had that one.
I barely remember.
He blew his knee out in that game. If he hadn't blown his knee out, it would have been different. Tim Crumride.
Oh, there you let go. The cat out of the bag.
Yeah, well, all right. It's hard enough for me.
I just couldn't see Earl suffer like that.
It's hard for me to remember my name every morning.
Gilbert would have known that.
And Nick Lagnioli's from the borderland, Richmond, Illinois, and another great tradition of great Italian-American running backs from the borderland, like that gentleman from Kenosha who won a Heisman Trophy for Wisconsin. Do we know who we're talking about there?
Look, man, you guys
Alan Amici, you guys have
two more minutes to let the listening audience know why they need to be listening to, you know, your broadcast.
So winning tradition, a program on the rise, Wisconsin's oldest university representing our state and our community proudly. Coach Budiszewski, one of the great young coaches in all of college football, and a great staff of excellent coaches. And just a great group of kids that we should all be getting behind.
Well, the other comment I would make is that, you know, some of the listening audience knows us from doing the Waukesha South games, okay? So that's a little bit different scenario than what we've got going on with the Pioneers. The Pioneers are coming off two great seasons, okay? They've got a great football program over there. They've got a lot of guys that came back. They only lost four seniors to graduation. This place is going to get lit up. I think they got a really great chance to make the playoffs. So I think it's going to be exciting football for anybody that tunes in. So please do so. 540 AM, 101 FM.
So you think they got a spot for an aging 69-year-old used-to-be defensive back who is now...
Johnny's got 3 years of eligibility.
Three years of eligibility.
Who is now a nose guard.
Yeah.
They got a spot.
Coach Buda, suit up, Ingram. We need you.
It might be late in the season now, but next year, I think Coach Buda will put you in. He'll give you a shot. Spring
football. We're going to have to get you one of them special helmets, Earl.
When he got to weld two helmets together.
We'll have to re-enroll you guys. We asked because Johnny's got 3 years of eligibility left. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Coach Buda said he'd probably get me to suit up if things are going good.
Look, man, I'm going to come to one of the games, man.
That'd be fun.
And sit with you guys.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, I pleasure
to do. We have a third
that.
Mic now, Earl, so you can help us with the broadcast.
I see you got a little tear running down your eye, Earl. Yeah. You must be a little sentimental about this deal.
Yeah, man.
We'll get you in.
Very few people love football like Earl.
I hate to see you guys go.
I'll get you a T-shirt.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. That's Johnny Watermelon and Don Brown.
Thanks for having us.
They are going to be, broadcasting Carroll.
University. Go Pios. Pioneer Nation.
All right. And it starts this Saturday.
Coverage starts at 5:30.
Under the lights.
And
nothing like football on the radio if you can't be there in person.
5:40 a.m. and 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw.
We'll be right back.
All right. Thanks again, Earl.
You guess it's not something that I say in jest. Cause you're different though from all the rest.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 62 this afternoon under overcast skies, northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 67. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Low 70s, Saturday, upper 60s, Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. To recap, highs reach 62 this afternoon. Lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we probably thought that we had gotten beyond this discussion. And I thought we had. And it's how soon we forget. But COVID is starting to move throughout this nation. And this variant of COVID, you know, we don't know the depth of what it's going to be. We do know that it is clearly going to impact and affect a lot of people in this country, and maybe not to the degree that the other variants have. We don't know yet. But we do know that it's coming. And, you know, Jill Biden, the president's wife, now has COVID for the second time in, I don't know, this year. I've got friends who have contracted COVID. And so it's coming. So school has just started again. And some of the schools have noticed that they see this coming virus starting to impact and affect the children. And so they've asked about, you know, children wearing masks. You would think they were, you know, having the kids, you know, go to the guillotine. Why are people so crazy about the fact that people are trying to stop the spread of the virus, Calvin? I mean, why are people being treated as if they're from a different planet because they don't want this virus to spread? We know how contagious coronavirus is. But why are people being crucified? Because they want to try to stop the virus from spreading.
You know, I think COVID
just kind of with how it happened with Trump's presidency transitioning into Biden's, it's became a political issue. So now people have staked not only what they believe in their health, but who they vote for and all that other things in COVID, how big a threat COVID actually is. So people don't think it's that big a threat, and they think that wearing masks is restricting their rights. They just have a bunch of, I think, misinformed beliefs about what it is.
And so you're on point with everything you said, because we're talking about children, and so the point of trying to get people to do this is to stop the spread. Now, we've got people who don't believe, as you stated, that COVID is real. You know, it just so happens the majority of these people are on the right. And their arguments and debates are nonsensical. So if you follow what they are asking, many of them, is, hey, we don't care. Let as many people contract COVID as they possibly can. And it's really not a big deal. How stupid is that? Well, they're interfering with my personal right. Now, people have a right to be foolish in this country. It's true enough. But anybody who thinks that a pandemic is not reason enough, well, the government's going to interfere in my life. Well, you know, do you forget about the 200,000 people that died 2 years ago? They've completely dismissed it. Well, Anthony Fauci is a guy who's just trying to scare people. I just don't understand why, you know, I don't like wearing masks. But if the option is that I'm not going to, well, the masks don't guarantee that you're not going to contract it. Well, no, but you got less of a chance of contracting it with the mask than you do without it. So why wouldn't you say, I'm going to take the option that is probably going to give me a chance to not contract it? Why would you not accept that? Well, because so-and-so said, somebody on Facebook said, you know, well, the vaccination. Well, the vaccination is going to make people sick. Well, okay. If you contract the virus, you're going to get sick. So anyway, you're going to get sick. Well, but, you know, the vaccine said that you would never contract the virus if you took the vaccine. No, that's not what, and this is what has happened, and people have twisted and turned this, and so there are people who are listening to people, Calvin, like myself, who's on a radio show, who acts as if they have some scientific knowledge on any of that. They don't, as I don't. We're talk show hosts. We're not scientists. Well, at least I speak for myself. I'm not. So I'm relying on what the scientists say. We've got to go to a break. Cindy, Karina, and others, we'll come to you after the break, I promise you. 844-967-2789. Be right back. We're moving.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Breaking news in Louisville, Kentucky. Police and the ATF are on the scene of an officer shot multiple times. The public is being asked to avoid the area in the city's Chickasaw neighborhood. The city of Boston declaring a heat emergency over the next 2 days due to near triple-digit temperatures in the forecast. Boston's Mayor Michelle Wu has acknowledged many of the city's schools are older and don't have AC, but says they're working on it.
We are also working really hard to just help provide that big picture plan for how we're going to improve and redo many of the buildings.
Millions of others in the Northeast and New England also under heat alerts, forcing schools to dismiss early or go remote. Still no capture of Philadelphia area prison escapee Danilo Cavalcante serving a life sentence for killing his ex-girlfriend. Authorities showing video of him crab walking up a prison wall and pushing through some razor wire. The tower guard who was on duty at the time has been placed on leave. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A new state grant sends almost $500,000 to UWGB for clean water research. The grant comes by way of the Freshwater Collaborative of Wisconsin, a statewide initiative from the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. The Freshwater Collaborative's mission is to educate the next generation of scientists in an effort to train students, starting as early as high school, to become water scientists and tackle water-based pollution issues such as PFAS and phosphorus pollution. The Freshwater Collaborative will give over $4 million to UW colleges over the next 2 years. Manitowoc police are asking the public to help find a trespasser. Authorities say a man broke into St. Boniface Church at South 10th Street in Marshall. The suspect damaged several doors trying to enter the church. St. Boniface was built in 1885 but closed in 2005. If you have information, please call the Manitowoc Police Department. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nacoosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, I don't understand. You know, if schools think that they can prevent or diminish the spread of COVID through wearing masks, why does it mean the world is coming to an end? Excuse me. And we know what the outcome of dismissing COVID and what it can do and what it has done will do for all of us. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, Dreamweaver is one of my favorites, by the way. So, but I just wanted to say, I don't understand why people can't wrap their head around the mask idea. I can understand not wanting to get a vaccination because that's invasive, but a mask, for God's sakes, you can take off. It's not a permanent thing. I just don't understand why people are so anti-mask.
This is what I'm, I mean, what options are there? You know, you don't want to take the vaccination. You don't want to wear the mask. We already know the outcome of COVID, the dangers, the inherent dangers, and that children who are little germ magnets, and so somehow you think it's an invasion to say to children, you know, well, we're going to try to you know, on the side of precaution, you know, say you wear these masks. Nobody's trying to punish anybody, Cindy, right? I mean, this is not a punishment. This is somebody.
No, it tells me if you don't want your kid to wear a mask, then I don't think you care about your kid.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure you're a mom, right?
Nope, unfortunately, okay. I'm not. But I'm a school bus driver, so you know I get my fair share of children every day. But the point is, if you don't have your kid wearing a mask or think your kid should wear a mask, I don't think you'd give a dang about your kid's health. That's just how I feel. Like I said, a mask is something you can take off. It's non-invasive. Deal with it. Save your child's life. I just don't understand it.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to my good friend, Corinna. Hey, Corinna, how you doing?
Good morning, Earl. You know, I work for healthcare,
right.
So I'm up front there, and I see all the craziness. But first, I want to just say there is information maybe people need to know, because there is a COVID vaccine, but there is also RVS vaccine, which is preventing from the worst part of the COVID is a respiratory disease,
right.
Especially for people who are with a very low immune system. And the older people who easily go into pneumonia state,
right.
That may be a way to do it if you don't want to take a COVID vaccine. Just for information, what I figured out for myself, that American society, because it's so me, they don't care what's happened. They care what they want. The thing is, those masks protect others.
Yes.
This is the main thing. We're not talking about protecting you. You don't wanna to protect yourself? Fine. You wanna be sick? Fine. Why are you not protecting society? Why are you not protecting others? Why are you being unresponsible?
You know, Corinna, your point is absolutely 100% valid. You know, that's what the masks really are for, protecting others. And so we sometimes forget, but we've got callers on the line right now that are going to argue, you know, against it because, you know, they can. And even though what they're going to be saying is nonsensical, the truth of the matter is we know that with the fall weather coming, we know that COVID and the flu and all of those things are going to be encompassing the society. And so what's wrong with trying to prevent that? I don't understand that. What's so egregious about trying to prevent that?
Because there's no culture for it. This is what it is. People think about themselves only. They are not part of the society. Society, country, everything works for individualism. People do not have this culture like they have it in every other country. Because you protect others. You live with others. And this is a normal thing to do. This is why I don't spread poison, you know, on everybody's streets, because I care for other people, for dogs, for cats, and everything like that. So anyway, Earl, if you ever wanted to have somebody like my pharmacist and owner, we did 30,000.
Hey, Corinna, leave your phone number with Calvin, okay? Leave your phone number with Calvin. I'll follow up. Thank you. Thank you as always.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Thanks, Earl. I am the caller that is going to truth detect. The masks don't work. The president took his mask off the other day. And
that doesn't mean the masks don't work. Because he took his mask off doesn't mean it doesn't work.
No, the science says it doesn't work, and it's harmful to kids.
How is it harmful to kids?
If you're compromised and you're old, stay home.
I ask you, how is it harmful to kids?
Because
scientists,
they're breathing
CJ?
In their own bacteria. It's proven. Look it up. But you know what? Social media censored very, very world-renowned Stanford epidemiologist, Jay, I can't even pronounce his name, but the social media got behind this. It doesn't work.
I said before, I don't give a rip about what social media says, because people who are on social media aren't scientists, and for the most part. And so anybody who, and this is the problem. I talked about this the other day. People are following what people on social media say, and people who don't even have the courage to put their names behind most of the things they say. And yet people are willing to follow that. The guy who's the scientist, Calvin, who's done the studies, who has the research, who has the credentials, will give his thoughts based on that research and those types of things, and people like CJ will dismiss them totally. But then he'll say, well, you know, on the internet, it says, come on, man.
It's proven.
What's
the fact they were censoring a world-renowned epidemiologist from Stanford.
Hey, CJ.
It wasn't what social media said. It's proven the masks don't work.
Hey, CJ. You're telling me about one guy from Stanford that they're censoring. All the other and many others who are also epidemiologists, many others will prove their science is different than his. And yet you come on here and say this one guy, you know, he's the one that's right, and all the other epidemiologists like him are all wrong. That's what you're saying. So we should listen to him. That's what you're saying.
Most of the ones were proven wrong. It cost nurses.
Proven wrong by
their
who?
Jobs,
hey, CJ. Proven cost, wrong by who?
It cost nurses their jobs, right? It cost healthcare workers and the military their jobs.
Hey, CJ. Right? Let me ask you. Let me ask you. So COVID is coming. What do you do?
If you're sick, you stay home.
No, that's ridiculous. Shouldn't you do everything within your power to try not to get sick?
It is the China flu, just like Trump called it. It's the China flu. If you're sick,
go ahead, Calvin.
Stay home.
How does where the virus came from change how we should handle it, CJ?
Because Fauci should be in jail.
What?
Okay.
Yeah,
we're wasting our time. Hey, Mary, you want to respond to...
Good morning,
not that,
Earl.
Not that foolishness.
Here I am again. I'm not especially a betting person, but if I could, I would bet that people who are against the vaccines and masks, people who are anti-science, and people who are anti-LGBT and trans, I think they'd be lumped together, and they'd have an R attached to their persona.
you're 100% correct. I mean, it's almost as if people who are conservative, they believe all of this. And you heard what he said. Well, if people are sick, they should stay home. So what do? Allow the virus to affect everybody in the country. If there is nobody trying to prevent the virus from spreading, Mary, then what do? Just accept the fact that all of the American people are going to contract the virus at the same time? What happens to productivity? Many people will die. I mean, it's just nonsensical.
It's a futile fight in trying to convince them, and we just best protect ourselves best we can.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mary, as always. Sensical information. Ken, your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Yeah, masks do work, surgical masks. Other than a surgical mask, 10 out of 10 doctors would tell you 95% of the people are running around with these masks.
I know, but let me ask you something. CJ just said masks don't work at all. You just said surgical masks do work. Both of you guys are on the same side of the equation. One of you guys is wrong.
Surgical masks do work to a percentage, Earl.
Well, no, that's not what CJ just said, man.
I don't know. I don't care what CJ says.
I know. Okay, all
right. The fact of the matter is the particles are they're so small, the mask people are running around with, they're going right through.
So I don't disagree with you that the quality of the mask makes a difference. The question is, is there something wrong with schools trying to protect the children via mask, you know, while they're in school? Or should they just say the heck with it? Let all the children get sick. Let them take that home with them to their families and to their parents. You know, what's so wrong with trying to figure out a way to prevent it? Who is that a threat to?
There is. You might as well. What is the point of wearing a mask if it's not going to work? Unless it's a surgical mask.
But we've gone beyond that. We've already gone beyond that to the next. We gotta go to a break. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with highs around 62. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again. Tonight lows level off around 51. Mainly sunny. Tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 67. Low 70s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 62 this afternoon. We should dip down to around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 60.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, listen to this. A group of Senate Republicans unveiled legislation this week to prohibit federal mask mandates on domestic air travel, public transit, and public schools through the end of 2024. On Wednesday, Senator Ted Cruz shared a warning in response to the Maryland elementary school action. If you want to voluntarily wear a mask, fine, but leave our kids the hell alone. The school, Rosemary Hills in Silver Spring, boosted security and kept recess indoors because of online backlash the same day. So, Calvin. People decided to make threats to the school. This is how insane this is, because the school mentioned about where the kids wearing masks, so people made threats to the school. That's the insanity of this. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. So real quick, I'm kind of in the middle. I kind of go back and forth with this, but I just want to bring up one point. My whole life, I've had relatives or, friends that have been hospitalized, and I've gone to visit them. And I've never had to wear a mask going into a hospital to visit. And so I'm wondering why that is. If we're protecting the most vulnerable in society by wearing a mask and not letting them get our germs, why isn't it that at a hospital, any visitor should have a mask on?
Julie, this is Calvin, Earl's producer. I think I have a good answer for you on that one. The answer is COVID-19 is historically, I believe, the most contagious virus ever. So we've never seen we've never seen a virus that infects people at this rate before.
Oh, Okay, and I understand that. Here's a personal experience of mine. I had, in January of this year, I had emergency surgery. And a couple weeks before my emergency surgery, I thought my husband and I had COVID. So we took an at-home test, and we were both negative. And so when I got to the hospital, and I had stomach issues, and I had a ruptured ulcer. So it was pretty dire. Like I was, and the first thing I said at the emergency room, and then when they admitted me, and when the surgeon came in and said, we're going to have to do this emergency surgery tonight, my husband and I both said, we think we had COVID. We did the at-home test, but it came back negative. Nobody gave me a COVID test. No, they didn't even blink an eye. It was like they didn't even hear what I said. And then when I came out of my surgery, I ended up having multiple blood clots. And I'm like a pretty healthy person. I had arterial blood clots and in my veins. My one leg, they thought they were going to have to amputate my leg because I had three blood clots.
So Julie, to expedite it, you're saying that to say what?
Why in the medical profession and at a hospital, why didn't they test me for COVID immediately?
I can't give you the answer to that, but it is clear that what Calvin said, over 200,000 people died from COVID. That's nothing to sneeze at. It's almost like we've forgotten that misery that happened in this country. And, we're trying to do away with history. That's a history that's recent history that people have forgotten about. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call, Julie. Cindy, you say what?
Yeah, I'm back. I just wanted to say, if masks don't work, then why is it every time you go into the doctor's office, when you come in, they want you to put on a mask, especially during the flu season, the cold season, the COVID thing was especially huge. And to the last lady's point, when COVID was in its full bloom, you weren't even allowed in the hospital unless you were the patient, and you weren't allowed into a nursing home. You were hardly allowed into a doctor's office unless you were the sick one. So I don't know where she's getting this from, but, they were pretty strict about that stuff.
Hey, Cindy, you're absolutely right. During that time, my dad was in the nursing home, and we didn't get a chance to see him at all, even up until his death. They did not allow anybody in with mask or without mask. Pick the battles. Is the old axiom, is this the hill you want to die on? Do we want to argue and fight about kids wearing masks to try to control what we know is going to be, just a serious drain? CJ can say, well, just stay at home. Productivity. People are always talking about productivity. It's easy to stay at home. But how much productivity is lost if all these people are contacting the virus? It's easy. It's almost as if people aren't thinking. And that's why we wind up where we are, because people aren't really thinking. I'm a guy, I'm going to wear a mask. If it's time and I think that I need to wear a mask, I'll have it on. But for heaven's sakes, I'm not looking to prove a point by not wearing the mask if we know that the virus is around and causing havoc. Hey, thank everybody who made the show go. Hey, thank Johnny Watermelon, my colleagues, Johnny Watermelon and Don Brown. And really, take some time out to listen to Carroll University football. Thank you, Calvin. I'll be back on tomorrow. Sandy Williams has been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.